Senator Pogabiller.
Mr. President, I move the further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant-at-arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
A motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend D. Peterson from the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Cloud.
Morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today. Let us pray. Holy and immortal God, we thank you for this new day that marks the 149th anniversary of this great state of Minnesota. We give thanks for all those who have gone before us, upon whose shoulders we now stand. We praise you for the blessings of this land, lakes and rivers, prairies and hills, fish and birds, wildlife and cattle, seed time and harvest, and all the gifts of your good creation. On this day, we hold in our hearts the family members and friends from whom we are a part. We uplift the men and women serving our country, both near and far. And we pray for strength and protection for all those fighting fires on the Gunflint Trail, that precious forests and property might be preserved and workers safely return to their homes. Holy God, as you have called these leaders from across the state, we pray that their decisions today might bring blessing to those whom they serve, the people of our cities, farms, and towns. Grant them a spirit of wisdom and understanding, compassion and respect. Guide their dialogue and their actions, that they might discern how best to lead today for the sake of the common good. Amen.
Secretary, we'll take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Youngbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Salzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger. Quorum is present.
Quorum is present. The first order of business is messages from the House. And we're also going to, at the same time, take up the addendum, which is on your desk. Yeah, so we're going to use both the addendum and the Senate agenda as we go along here today. So the first order of business is messages from the House. Again, this includes the messages on the addendum.
This message is on the addendum. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files here with return, Senate files 608 and 1542. And also, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has acceded the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House of the following Senate File 118, a bill for an act related to state government adding legislators who represent the capital area as non-voting members of the Capital Area Architectural and Planning Board. There hasn't been appointed as such committee. On the part of the House, Representatives Mariani, Leffner, and Holberg, Senate File 118 is here with return to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has acceded the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate File 1165, a bill for an act relating to the open meeting law, authorizing meetings by telephone or other electronic means under certain conditions, or has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House, Representatives Welty, Simon, and Hamilton. Senate File 1165 is here with return to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathew, as Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage to the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments of concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 463, a bill for an act relating to notaries public, increasing maximum fees. Senate File 463, herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathew, as Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Senator Betzelt.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 463, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the subcommittee of conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments of concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 596, a bill for an act relating to data practices, clarifying duties and classifications, making technical changes, etc. Senate File 596 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathew, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
You want to lay this bill on the table temporarily? I think you either concur or set up a conference committee, and maybe we can do this a little later if you're not ready. Senate File 596. We can set it aside for a minute if you'd like.
Thank you.
Lay it on the table. The motion is to lay.
I would move that we lay it on the table. Yes, I would like to set up a conference committee.
Right,
I would make that motion.
Strike the motion to lay on the table. Senator Olson.
Move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 596, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And, Mr. President, this message is on your agenda today. I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on Senate File 1045. Repass said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. Senate File 1045, a bill for an act relating to Scott County, renaming the Scott County Housing and Redevelopment Authority. Senate File 1045 is herewith returned to the Senate. And, Mr. President, this message is back on your addendum. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House File Number 1351, signed Albany Mathew, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Wait.
Next order of business is first reading of House bills. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President.
First reading.
Mr. President, I'd move that House File 1351 be laid on the table.
On the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next order of business is reports of committees.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that the committee report printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business, second reading of House bills. There's one printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of House bills. Did you want to wait on the calendar till a little later, Senator Pogemiller?
Mr. President, let's wait on the calendar. Is there introduction in Senate bills? Is there any Senate bills? No?
I don't see any.
Then under motions, Mr. President, I would suggest that we take up some confirmations.
Okay.
And Senator Marty. Senator Chaudhry. Senator Bach. Thank you. Senator
Pappas.
West.
Marty.
Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Higher Education, reported May 7, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Higher Education, reported May 7, 2007, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of the Director of the Minnesota Office of Higher Education, Susan Hegard, for a term effective January 2, 2007 and expiring January 3, 2011.
You want to?
Yes, Mr. President. Just briefly about Ms. Hegard, she was appointed as Director of the Minnesota Office of Higher Education in March 2004 by Governor Tim Pawlenty. She serves as a member of the State Higher Education Executive Officers and serves as chair for its Accountability Committee. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree from Skidmore College and a law degree from William Mitchell College. In 1991, Susan was appointed Assistant Director for the State of Minnesota's Federal Relations Office in Washington, D.C. by Governor Arne Carlson, where she served for 2 years. From 93 to 94, Susan worked for the office of Minnesota Senator Dave Durenberger, staffing the Labor and Human Resources Committee. In 1994, Susan moved back to Minnesota to serve as Assistant Director for the Minnesota Office of Planning and later joined Governor Carlson's staff as Director of Education Strategy until 1998. She worked as a policy director for the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce from 1998 to 2000 and as a lobbyist for the Minnesota Private College Council from 2000 to 2001. In 2002, she joined Governor Tim Pawlenty's policy staff, serving as advisor to the governor on K-12, higher education, and health and human services until her appointment as director of the Office of Higher Education in 2004. Members, I've worked extensively with Ms. Hegard. She's always accessible. She's very creative. She has reorganized the office, seeking advice from the Management Analysis Division in the Department of Administration. She brought in some new staff. She straightened out the financial aid projection system by hiring Mark Misakonis away from the Senate. And she has a difficult job because she has to be the go-between between the governor and the higher ed chair, and that's not always an easy job. But she does it with a good attitude, and I think we can continue to work with her and hope that she continues to be a good go-between because we desperately need that. So, members, I urge her confirmation.
Okay. Senator Pappas renews her motion to the consent and confirm the appointment of Susan Hegard to the Office of Higher Education Director. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry. Senator Chaudhry, do you have motions on your...
Mr. President, this is my first motion on this, so if you could just give me a hand. I'll move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources, reported April 24, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
Okay, on that motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
And Mr. Are we President now? Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
And then, Mr. President, I'll move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources, reported April 24, 2007, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Mark Holston for effective January 2, 2007 for a term expiring on January 3, 2011.
Okay. Any discussion on Mr.
Mr. President, Holston? The committee had, I think, an excellent discussion with Commissioner Holston. Just by way of background, he was named the commissioner in this past January. Prior to that, Commissioner Holston served as the DNR deputy commissioner from 2003 until January of 2007. He also directly managed the DNR regional directors and the Fish and Wildlife Division. And during the past 4 years, particularly during strained budgets, worked closely with Commissioner Miriam to realign resources to focus on priorities. He accepted the deputy commissioner position shortly after being elected to his sixth term as state representative from Stillwater. During that time, he also chaired the Environment and Natural Resources Finance Committee from 1999 to 2002. He is a graduate of University of Minnesota Duluth, where he balanced academics, football, as well as outdoor activities. He is also licensed from the in teaching from the St. Thomas University. And he has a wife, Lisa, of 18 years, two children, and has heightened his focus, he feels, on improving natural resources and outdoor opportunities for our future generations. Stand for any questions.
Senator Chaudhry renews his motion to now consent and confirm the appointment of Mark Holston as the Commissioner of Department of Natural Resources. Senator Pariseau.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, I'm sure that most of you know Commissioner Holston personally because you served in the Senate while he was in the House, or maybe you served with him in the House. He's an excellent choice for the position. He's been before us today for confirmation, and I urge your support of his confirmation.
On the Chaudhry motion. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to add that I spoke with Commissioner Holston in my office for an hour earlier this week about issues that are important to our district, and including the need for ongoing support of the Leech Lake community. And by the end of the week, we had an additional 2.5 million fry that were added to the lake, which is doing quite well. Issues with the DNR are sometimes contentious in my area, and I'm confident that Commissioner Holston will do a great job balancing the needs of the hunting and fishing community and those who are interested in preserving national resources.
On the Chaudhry confirmation motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Moving on to the next commissioner, I will move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources, reported April 24th, 2007, pertaining to appointments be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
And Mr. President, I'll move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources, reported April 24th, 2007, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Commissioner Bradley M. Moore for a term effective 2002 January, effective January 2, 2007, for a term expiring on January 3, 2011.
Okay, discussion on the appointment.
Mr. President, the committee had an excellent discussion with Commissioner Moore during its confirmation hearing. The Pollution Control Agency is coming more and more to the forefront of Minnesota's policymaking. It particularly in the areas in the area of clean water. When we talk about pollution, with respect to the Pollution Control Agency, we're talking about our air, our land, and our water. And that is a huge responsibility for one agency as well as one commissioner. But the committee felt that Commissioner Moore was a very good choice for this post. By way of background, Commissioner Moore was acting commissioner of the Pollution Control Agency beginning last August of 2006. He served as acting commissioner and worked with Minnesotans to protect, conserve, and improve the state's environment and quality of life, overseeing 800 employees organized into seven divisions. Some of his key accomplishments have been to lead the biennial budget effort, emphasizing on clean water issues, engaging stakeholders from the environment, nonprofit, industry, and local government and agricultural sectors, has served as chair of the MPCA's Citizens Board, served as a board member on the Environmental Quality Board, and has worked to realign staff and reallocated agencies' resources to meet the large demand for environmental review and permitting related to ethanol plant expansion. Prior to being acting commissioner, Brad Moore was assistant commissioner for operations at the DNR, where he worked for, with responsibility over a $200 million budget. He also worked on forest policy while at the DNR, and also guided the LCMR request for initiatives such as the GEIS implementation progress, accuracy, and update progress project. Before that, he was in charge of field operations management at the DNR from 1992 until 1999, and then from 1988 to 1992, senior management analyst and principal planner with the DNR. He has also been a public utility rate analyst, legislative assistant, and analyst for Honeywell. He is a graduate of the University of Minnesota Humphrey Institute, as well as receiving a BA in from St. Olaf College, which helps a lot. He has received the Nature Conservancy's Government Relations Award, received a number of awards from the DNR, been an active member of a variety of private organizations, ranging from not only the environment to athletics, his church, and he obviously is a great outdoor enthusiast, not only in hunting and fishing, but also canoeing, hiking, skiing, and gardening.
Senator Fredrickson.
Mr. President, members, I wanted to rise and speak in support of Commissioner Moore's confirmation. Senator Chaudhry did an excellent job of describing his background. I think all of us who have served on the Environment Committee or Environment Finance over the years have known Commissioner Moore from his work at the Department of Natural Resources, where most recently he was an assistant commissioner. I have always known him to be very hardworking, very knowledgeable, work from factual information, work to find factual information and arrive at good conclusions. Very thoughtful, very knowledgeable. I'm very pleased to see that he has been appointed Commissioner of Pollution Control Agency. I think he will bring a high level of professionalism to that position and do very well as commissioner.
Senator Chaudhry renews his motion to confirm Bradley Moore as the Commissioner of Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Before that, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to rise in support for Commissioner Moore. He has truly taken this issue of the permitting for water and air quality with the ethanol plants in the state, taking this very seriously and is being very proactive in this issue. And that's where I've had my relationship with him. And I couldn't ask more, any more from somebody who's has a responsibility of this industry and moving this industry forward in the state. And he understands the problems that that are being addressed with this, with these issues, and he's been very proactive. So I wholeheartedly support him. Thank you.
On the Chaudhry motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources, reported April 27, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
You got some. On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources, reported April 27, 2007, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of the Clean Water Council. David Bennett, Marilyn Bernhardtson, Pamela Blixt, Earl Bukowski, Brian Davis, John Greer, Delvin G. Haig, Scott Hoisey, David Geronimus, Christopher Colbert, William Moore, Gary Peterson, Stephen Peterson, Lewis N. Smith, Sarah Stroman, Deborah Swackhammer, Paul Torkelson, and Robert Vogel.
Okay, on the motion.
Mr. President,
you didn't want to talk about each one of these, did you?
Mr. President, you asked for a lot of detail on each of these, but I'm going to forego that for the sake of brevity. I just want to maybe just chat a little bit about the Clean Water Council. The reason there are so many appointments here is because this is a new body that's been constituted from last year's legislation. Not all of these are for four-year terms, so they are staggered. But these are all new appointments to a new council. And so this council is charged with providing advice to the governor and to an extent to the legislature on water, on policies relating to water and how it can be kept or made clean. And this council took a little bit took a little longer to constitute because of a little delay on applications for filling all of the spots. In fact, there is one member that needs to represent a tribal membership that still has not been filled. However, I had the opportunity to meet the new council on its very first meeting, and I found that there was a lot of excitement by the new membership in working on clean water issues. The committee found that all of these candidates had a strong passion for cleaning up the environment, even though they represented all different types, all different sectors of the industry. And even though I perhaps did not agree with everything that was said from each candidate, I felt that the council provided a strong background, and a strong passion for our environment, and I think the committee was impressed by everyone that we heard from. The Clean Water Council we have high expectations of the Clean Water Council. We are going. Much of what we do here will be looking to the Clean Water Council to see what they how they weigh in on particular issues, and I think their responsibility is a heavy one, particularly with the growing implementation of the Clean Water Legacy Act. Their challenge will be to provide wisdom, but also provide wisdom that is nimble. And I think that it's a high challenge, but one where the committee found that the appointees here were certainly up to that challenge. So I'll leave the rest of the discussion for other members.
Senator Frederickson.
Mr. President, members, I wanted to rise and speak in support of confirmation of these citizens to serve on the Clean Water Council. This is a new council. It was just created a year ago, as Senator Chaudhry said. It was in the Clean Water Legacy Act. When they came before the Senate Environment Committee, I was absolutely struck by the experience and knowledge, and it's, I guess you'd say, very, very satisfying to see that we have Minnesota citizens with the expertise and qualifications that these people have, who are willing to volunteer their time to help guide our efforts in cleaning up our Minnesota waters and keeping them clean. I'm not going to talk about them individually, probably with the exception of one. Just to give you an idea of the caliber of citizens who are serving on this, and the one that some of you may recognize, those of you at least on the Environment Committee and LCCMR, and that's Professor Swackhammer from the University of Minnesota. She is a co-director of the Water Resources Center at the University of Minnesota. She's going to bring a tremendous amount of expertise to this council. But it goes beyond that. Certainly we want the academic and professional background of Professor Swackhammer, but we also want the down-on-the-ground, real-world experience of those who practice water quality and conservation every day. The members from the farm groups have very impressive resumes. There's an individual from the business community who is focused on cleaning up our waters and doing it in an economical way. The environmental groups recommended some excellent candidates. The local units of government candidates are very good. And there is even a retired, semi-retired environmental law attorney who is willing to spend his time serving on this council. So, Mr. President, I would urge that we confirm these members to the Clean Water Council.
Senator Chaudhry renews his motion for the confirmation to the Clean Water Council. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Bach, did you have a confirmation or more? Senator Bach.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the report from the Committee on Taxes reported on April 25th, 2007, pertaining to appointments be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Taxes reported April 25, 2007, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Kathleen Foss Sandberg as a tax court judge.
Okay.
Effective April 24, 2007, for a term expiring on January
7, 2013. Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all. Senator Bach moves a confirmation of Kathleen Sandberg as a tax court judge. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty, do you have a confirmation?
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security reported April 23rd, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Aye. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23rd, 2000, Senate 7, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointment of Diane Mandernach of Sturgeon Lake as Commissioner of Health.
Okay, any discussion?
Mr. President, members, Commissioner Mandernach has been doing this for the past 4 years, a very competent person. There were some of us on the committee who had some concerns about some decisions, some actions she had done in the past, and she acknowledged hearing our concerns and I think recognizing that. But I think in general there was good support for her, and would urge her confirmation.
Senator Marty renews his motion for the confirmation of Diane Mandernach, Commissioner of Department of Health. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. You have another one? Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23rd, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23, 2007, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointment of Tim Marks of St. Paul as the Housing Finance Agency Commissioner.
Okay, Senator Marty, any discussion on the motion?
Mr. President, members, Commissioner Marks has been doing a good job with this agency. He's been easy to work with when people have been bringing him concerns. I think there was support for him on the committee and urge his reconfirmation.
On the Marty motion to confirm Timothy Marks as a commissioner of the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23rd, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Michael Finch of Minneapolis to the Housing Finance Agency Board.
Any discussion on that? Or all in favor of the confirmation, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Aye. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23rd, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Lee Himley of Fillmore County and Marina Muniz-Lyon of Ramsey County be confirmed for the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency Board.
On the motion by Senator Marty on the confirmation of these two folks to the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, finally, I move that the report from Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with that report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported April 23rd, Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of these four members for the Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board, which Senator Wergen once served on, It's Lori Brown of Ramsey County, Lori Hill of Cass County, Robert Jensen of Kennebec County, and Marlis Tanner of Carlton County confirmed. And I don't believe some of these members were there, but the committee felt comfortable with them, and I urge their confirmation.
On the Marty motion to confirm these four folks to the Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Okay, I think Senator West is not here to do... Okay, we're going to remain on confirmation. Senator Rest has a confirmation or more? One for sure. Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported May 3, 2007, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the Senator Rest motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported May 3, 2007, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of the following for the Board of Arts: Mr. Judson Bemis, Jr., and Mr. Andrew Berryhill, and for the Minnesota Racing Commission, Mr. William Kositsa, Ms. Lynn Legard, and Ms. Camille McArdle. Mr. President and members, with regard to the members for the Board of Arts, Judson Bemis, Jr. of St. Paul is an appointee for Congressional District 4. He's the National Director of Development for Hazelden. His previous experience includes serving as Interim Managing Director of the St. Paul Conservatory of Music, founder and CEO of Solve Technology, and Sales and Marketing Director of Bemis Company, Inc. He was a professional actor in New York City from 1979 to 1985. He currently serves on the Minneapolis Arts Commission, on the boards of the Guthrie Theater, McPhail Center for Music, and the Minneapolis Club. He also has served on the boards of Theater Communications Group, the Minnesota Orchestra, the Playwrights Center, and Theater de la Jeune Lune. He received a BA in English from Colorado College and studied in a professional acting training program at Circle in the Square in New York City. Bemis currently serves as treasurer of the board and as chair of the board's executive director search committee. Mr. Andrew Berryhill of Duluth is appointed to the 8th Congressional District. He's been the executive director of the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra since 2002. His past experience includes assistant director of programming for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, operations manager for Jonathan Wentworth Associates in New York, and principal on-site representative for all classical musical performances at the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games. He serves on the National Board of the American Symphony Orchestra League. He previously served on the board of the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council and the Northwoods Nonprofits Business Collaborative. Berryhill received a BA from the University of Michigan. He currently serves on the board's executive committee as officer at large, as a member of the board's executive director search committee, and as a member of the Arts Board Regional Arts Council Liaison Committee. With regard to the Racing Commission, William Kozitskin is from Mankato and retired in January of 2003 as Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Taylor Corporation. He currently serves as a board member of the Emmanuel St. Joseph's Foundation, a part of the Mayo Health System. He was appointed by the governor to the Racing Commission in October of 2005 to serve a six-year term. Lynn Leegard of Blaine has served as the Vice President and General Counsel of Shamrock Development since 2004. She served as the President of the Minnesota Association of Realtors from 2003-2004 and as Vice President and General Counsel of Edina Realty for the same period. She was appointed to the Racing Commission in September of 2005. Camille McArdle of Cochrane has served as a racing regulatory veterinarian for 12 years. She is a graduate of the Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine and has worked in the racing field all of her adult life. She was first appointed to the Racing Commission in 1993 by Governor Carlson and has served as its chair. Ms. McArdle was reappointed in 2005 to the commission to serve a six-year term. Mr. President, I renew my motion that the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm those appointments.
On the confirmation motion by Senator Rest, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Does she have some more?
Mr.
Senator
President,
Porter-Miller.
I wonder why don't we? Let me see here. We still have our transit people away, and I'm sure they will want to vote on the smoke-free bill. So I wonder. Mr. President, a brief recess to call the chair.
On that motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands in recess.